This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The United States is considering additional sanctions on Moscow in response to the apparent death in an Arctic penal colony of Russia's most prominent opposition figure. That is what President Joe Biden told White House reporters on Friday. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman, in Washington.
President Joe Biden, in midday remarks Friday from the White House Roosevelt Room, put the blame on Russia's President Vladimir Putin for the death of 47-year-old Alexei Navalny, a longtime Kremlin opponent.
Make no mistake, Putin is responsible for Navalny's death. Putin is responsible. What has happened to Navalny is yet more proof of Putin's brutality.
Biden says his administration is looking at a whole number of options to further punish Russia for what happened to the anti-corruption activist. The president also said the death should spur House lawmakers to quickly approve continued U.S. funding for Ukraine in its defensive war against Russia. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
A New York judge has ruled against Donald Trump, imposing a $364 million penalty over what the judge said was a years-long scheme to dupe banks and others with financial statements that inflated the former president's wealth. Trump also has been barred from serving as an officer or director of any New York corporation for 3 years. Judge Arthur Engoron issued his decision Friday after a 2.5-month trial. The stiff penalty is a victory for New York Attorney General Letitia James. The Democrat sued Trump in 2022 over what she said were years of deceptive practices as he built his company. The Republican Trump says the lawsuit was politically motivated and the judge was biased against him. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. As Kansas City, Missouri tries to recover after the mass shooting that turned a Super Bowl celebration into chaos, police are working with juvenile prosecutors to determine what happens next with the two young people in custody. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
Kansas City Police Chief Stacy Graves says half of those injured were under the age of 16. Police say they detained three juveniles but released one who they determined wasn't involved.
The 22 victims' age range between 8 years old and 47 years old. At least half of our victims are under the age of 16. As mentioned yesterday, we have subjects detained, two of which are juveniles.
A mother of two was killed and 22 people were injured by gunfire Wednesday afternoon when shots erupted amid the throng of fans gathered at a rally outside Union Station after a parade through the city. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
The top UN court has rejected a South African request to impose urgent measures to safeguard Rafah in the Gaza Strip, but it has also stressed that Israel must respect earlier measures imposed late last month at a preliminary stage in a landmark genocide case. The International Court of Justice said in a statement Friday that the, quote, perilous situation in Rafah, quote, demands immediate and effective implementation of the provisional measures indicated by the court on January 26th. It says they are applicable, quote, throughout the Gaza Strip, including Rafah. Weeks after the Democratic Republic of Congo's worst floods in 60 years, some areas are still underwater and thousands of people are still homeless, prompting calls for action. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Torrential rains hit in late December, forcing around 500,000 people from their homes. But more than a month later, and some areas are still submerged. Many have to sleep outside on the ground due to a lack of space in the shared tents. 16 of Congo's 26 provinces are grappling with the fallout from the floods. At least 221 people were killed, tens of thousands of homes damaged, and vulnerable communities exposed to an increased risk of malaria and typhoid, according to Congolese authorities and medical charity Médecins Sans Frontières.
David Doyle from Reuters. President Joe Biden plans to welcome Kenyan President William Ruto to the White House in May, hosting a state visit after reneging on his promise to visit Africa last year. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre announced Friday that the visit set for May 23rd will seek to, quote, strengthen our shared commitment to advance peace and security, expand our economic ties, and stand together in defense of democratic values. Word of Ruto's visit comes after Haiti announced this week that it is working on an official agreement with Kenyan officials to secure the long-awaited deployment of Kenyan police forces there. The White House also confirmed that Ruto will be honored with a dinner. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.